And that's House Bill 1267. And that's all that's left. And that's Representative Bradford. And if we got time, so that bill is to direct the Department of Game, Fish and Parks to enter a negotiation with Indian tribes related to the management of Bear Butte State Park. And Representative Bradford, you're on the spot.
First of all, there was an amendment, and this is I'm in a unique situation here that I'm going to be very short. The only reason that I'm going to introduce the bill is to allow the opponents to testify. You understand me? I want the committee to hear what the opponents have to say. So I'll introduce the bill, and I want it sent to the 30th day, if nothing else.
We have a lot of proponents, you're telling me.
That's right. You're looking at it.
Okay.
Okay. And it's a, it's positive opponents. It's not negative. So I will introduce the bill, and at this time I'll allow you to take the opponents so we can get on through.
I appreciate that. So we don't have to worry about extra proponents? Where are the opponents? You're sure?
I made sure.
Let me make sure and ask, are there any proponents? If seeing none. But seeing none, let's take the opponents, because we do have a few minutes left, and then so we'll declare our calendar except for the one we've deferred, and Tuesday will be, it's our last day before crossover day, so we do have to get them all finished Tuesday. So the opponents to that, to House Bill 1267.
Mr. Chairman, members of Congress, excuse me, I've got to switch to state here, members of the committee, it's a privilege to be here, especially on this subject, which is something that I've been involved with, and I just want to say, my friend Jim, you know how Custer felt. Anyway,
identify yourself.
Webster Two Hawk Senior. There's a junior, so I want to make sure that you mention senior here. First of all, I am the tribal government relations officer for the governor here, and I've been at that for going on 6 years. I've been working with Game, Fish, and Parks, and also members of the several tribes, including not limited to the Sioux tribes, but also the Cheyenne, Northern Cheyenne, Southern Cheyenne, Arapahoes, and members. In fact, we sent out an invitation to 16 tribes whenever we have a forum meeting. And most of the people who attend these meetings are people who come there and use their Bear Butte. And these people come there to worship, the Indian people. And so we've been doing that, and there's a good communication established between these people who come there voluntarily and are interested in the Bear Butte, the sacredness of Bear Butte. And so they've been advising and consulting with Game, Fish, and Parks, the rangers there. And so there's an ongoing and established communication there as far as consultation and advising the people there, too. So I, as a person in my background, of course, some of you might know that I'm also an Episcopal priest. And so I'm a Christian on that side, but also I speak the language, Lakota language, so I'm very comfortable when people come there to talk about their spiritualism. It's not a religion, they call it spiritualism. And these are some of the unique things about Indian culture that the people that come there wish to impart information about the Butte itself, about themselves, about the culture, and whatever they can share. And so to me, this is a positive thing that they are coming forward to do with the help of the Rangers who were there, and now the visitor center, they call it the educational center. And I think it is, because this emphasis on educating and sharing information, I think it's so important, not only to visitors outside of the state and tourists, but also for our own Lakota Indian children who go there, you know, to pray. And so they are in the process, and we're, enabling them to do this kind of thing. And I really am thankful to Game Fish and Parks people to work hand in hand in doing this. And so I feel that there's some real positive steps that are taken about sharing information, and they also are also against commercializing a place of worship. And so this is something that they've recommended, and there's some concerns, of course, about how to manage the sacred mountain properly when we have visitors, the bikers and hikers and all kinds of people. So I think they're helping the rangers to see what, you know, how it could be handled, you know, properly, managed properly. And so this is already ongoing. So I'd like to, I told my friend Jim, I said, we'll invite you to the next forum meeting first part of May. And please come, anybody else, please come there if you're interested in what's going on there. I think you will learn a lot how both sides are sharing. And it's not only Indian people that are there, but other people who come there that are interested. And sometimes we meet with the local people about Bear Butte, the people there in Sturgis. And so I think all these things are so important. And we do have about 30, 35 people come to these forums. And I think they're very helpful. So I just want to share that. It's a privilege for me to tell you about something that I think is very positive. Any questions, or when do you want to? There are others too, I think, that needs to. Mr. Andrew?
I would guess we're going to have some questions, but we'll hold those till we get through with the testimony.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, my name is Doug Hofer. I'm the director of State Parks. I'm going to be extremely brief. What I want to do is introduce Jim Jandrew. Jim is our park manager at Bear Butte, and he works day in and day out with the folks that come to Bear Butte. Bear Butte is truly one of the most unique parks in South Dakota. The more you get to know about Bear Butte, the more you realize this place is really unique. I think to the casual observer, you think that Bear Butte is part of the Black Hills. It wasn't even formed during the same period of time in history. It was formed at the same time that Devil's Tower was formed. And so it's really unique in every sense of the word. It's a volcano that never erupted. It's important to geologists all over the world, and there's research going on there from a geological sense all the time. There are people that come to visit the Butte from every state in the nation. Last year, 23 foreign countries in every province of Canada. We had about 150,000 visitors there, along with all of the spiritual and cultural ties to 17 different Native American tribes around the country. The Cheyenne, the Arapaho, there's a number of other tribes outside of South Dakota, in addition to the Sioux, that have their tribal or their spiritual cultural ties to Bear Butte. There are ceremonial practices going on at Bear Butte all summer long. There are usually, and Jim can speak to that. It became a state park in 1961, and it was really an effort by the city of Sturgis when the Bovee family that owned it prior to the state acquiring it used to have burro rides, and they had commercialized it, and that was really pretty offensive to all people, particularly the Native American people. People in Sturgis recognized that. They came to the legislature, and to my knowledge, maybe with the exception of some parts of Custer State Park, and that goes way back to 1919, it's the only state park in South Dakota that was bought through a special appropriations bill through the legislature. And that occurred in 1961. There was a fellow by the name of Dick Williams, who was the superintendent of schools at Sturgis, that was really the driving force behind that. And then he later became the first park manager at Bear Butte. But with that, if I could, I'd just like to let Jim Jandrew make a few comments about some of the things that he observes and the challenges that we have at Bear Butte. But the bottom line is, this bill isn't necessary. The bill would dictate things that I think would create interpretations and lead to a situation where we'd begin to politicize what is really a spiritual connection, and that's really nothing that would be very productive. And I think Jim recognizes that, or Representative Bradford, and that's why he's really suggesting that this bill not go forward. But the intent and the spirit of the bill is being accomplished, and it's been about 4 years now that we've been involved in this Bear Butte Forum, and it really has opened up the lines of communication. It's been very positive.
Thank you.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, committee. My name is Jim Jandrew. I'm the park manager at Bear Butte State Park. I'm also a member of the Lower Bill Sioux Tribe. Since I've come to work at Bear Butte, I've seen a lot of change there. My first season at Bear Butte was in the maintenance department, and since then, now I'm the park manager, like I said. Bear Butte is a park where it doesn't fit the mold of state parks in this state. You know, it's pretty unique to itself. It has an element that is not only indigenous to our people, our native people in South Dakota, but they're Montana, Wyoming, Nebraska, Oklahoma, all over, you know, and they all have concerns, you know. And so when something is done here in South Dakota that doesn't include them, you know, they get pretty excited about it, because this is their spiritual home as well. As a matter of fact, the Cheyenne roots go back quite a bit further than Lakota people. Rickaraw and Mandan go back even further than that. A lot of people don't understand the nature of the park. You know, I had a biker walk up to me one day and says, you know, where they hold all the sacrifices at. And I said, the line's real short, you know, it's right there, you know. But at the same time, you know, the idea is to educate people. You know, they're curious. They want to know, you know. They ask questions, you know, and they may not, they may provoke you to laugh, yeah, but, you know, it's at the same time, you know, if you can enlighten that person and you can send him away with a little bit more knowledge about South Dakota and about its indigenous heritage, then you're doing something for our state, because he's going to come back, he's going to bring his wallet, you know. And it's real tough, you know, to promote Bear Butte as say you would Custer State Park. It's tough because you know, Custer State Park is a very big drawing card. People do not mind going there and do not mind spending a little money and time. Bear Butte is totally different. It's of a religious and spiritual nature, you know. And I guess more than anything, we try to help these people understand so that they don't, so that they aren't crass and they aren't disrespectful, because they really, most of them don't mean to be. You know, that's not their intent at all. You know, it sometimes it comes out wrong, and they figure because they pay their park fee, that for the time that they're in the park, they can do and come and go as they please in the park. You know, and when you point out some of these things that why they can't do them in this park, you know, and you do it in the right manner, usually they understand. You know, it's they're not so so hard-hearted that they just say, you know, well, I paid my fee and I'm a citizen of this state, and by golly, you're not going to tell me how I can conduct myself. You know, most people are very cooperative, you know, and I've got a lot of calls from, you know, Indian folks all over, you know, Western America, even from some Cheyenne people that live in Tennessee, you know, in the last 4 days. And you know, they're scared about this bill. You know, they don't believe it's a healthy thing. But most of these people that are calling me are spiritual, traditional people. You know, they don't work in the political arena with their tribal governments, because, you know, because of their spiritual beliefs. And, you know, those are cultural issues that non-natives wouldn't know or wouldn't understand, you know. And I'd just like to say that I don't believe that this would be a good thing for Bear Butte. you know, and also at the same time, you know, people don't realize that how involved back in the beginning of this park that the Chamber of Commerce of Sturgis had a big push to make this a park and to make it a successful place. You know, they even went so far as to buy the fencing that goes for our buffalo pasture. You know, a lot of people don't know that fact, you know, and the Chamber of Commerce, you know, over there is worried also, you know, and I just like to be able to tell them that this, you know, it's not a concern, you know, but at the same time, we need their support too. You know, we're part of that Sturgis community, you know, regardless, you know, if anybody has a question here, I'd sure like to the opportunity to answer.
Are there any other opponents? All we have is opponents. Are there any other ones that need to? If not, we're going to open it to questions. We're right at the running end of time, and we do have to finish up here quick. But so we'll open it to questions. And any questions from the committee to any of the Representative Bradford or any of the opponents of the bill? Any questions?
Mr. Chairman, are we open to action?
We're open. I don't hear any questions, so we're open to discussion and or action.
Mr. Chairman, I'd just like to comment that I appreciate the fact that Representative Bradford was willing to bend on this, and this is my area, or my district, and Bear Butte has been a big part of my cultural heritage, if you will, and I've appreciated the way that Bear Butte has been run in recent years. I think they've taken appropriate efforts to accommodate the Native Americans along with the Native residents, if you will. And so with that, I would respectfully move this bill to the 36th day.
And move to the 36th day. Is there a second? Second, Representative Lentz. Further discussion on the motion? If not, to answer appropriately as your name is called, the Secretary will call the roll.
Bradford.
Aye.
Risley.
Aye.
Lentz.
Aye.
This is to move the 36th day, correct?
Right.
Yeah, aye.
Hanson.
Aye.
Hargan.
Aye.
Colbeck.
Aye.
Bojek.
Aye.
Pitts.
Aye.
Roden.
Aye.
Bigtek.
Aye.
Van
Gerpen.
Aye. Lentz.
Aye.
Duenwald.
Aye. Safe to say it's moved to the 36th day. Thank you all for coming. And